At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Taken down my steering wheel yet, so it's just sat in the way, so it might be in shot for this one.
Well,
all good fun.
You can start
all good fun.
Steering us through the podcast.
Hey, that's well, the intro hey. Sorted. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 231 of your favourite Formula One show there. Jamie kicking us off with a fantastic pun. It's been a little while. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It's like the hottest week of the year, so I'm loving it. I was at the beach
so far.
Went to watch Star Wars last night. You know, life's good.
Wait, you went to the beach on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I did.
What in the unemployed are you?
What?
It wasn't even that warm Tuesday, I swear.
It was lovely. It was 25 up here. I don't know what it was down
it?
There, but yeah, got in the car, hour and a half, Formby Beach, lovely.
Wow. Are there no beaches closer than an hour and a half away?
Not really. I'm about as far from the coast as you can be in the UK.
I wouldn't say Manchester is as far from the coast as it can be, but there we are. But anyway, talking about beaches, Jamie, we're back in Miami this weekend.
We are.
Finally,
great segue.
F1's back. Thank you. We're doing well with those. We're going to try and improve on the segues for the rest of the year. But Miami this weekend, of course, arguably, I'd say it's in the top 5 worst races of the year. We've got too many American Grand Prix. There's too much kind of American sport attributes to it. And it's a terrible race circuit in a terrible place. Are we hyped for the weekend?
Yeah, why not? I'm always up for F1. It's not a great track, as you say. It's not a great event, but it's cars going in circles, so I'm here for it.
Fair enough. As long as they're Formula One cars in your case.
Exactly.
I must admit, the saving grace I feel personally for Miami is the fact it's in the evening, so you get to watch it and then go straight to bed and then forget that it happened.
I can say what your priorities are.
Exactly. And it's a sprint weekend as well, of course, so we've got weekend.
That's made me less hyped, to be honest.
Really? I mean, it's
I'm
a terrible track for a sprint, isn't it?
I'm just not that bothered about sprint racing at all. Like, I probably will watch them. When are they on?
Sprint, Friday night qualifying is at... Yeah, Friday night qualifying is, I believe, half nine?
Half nine. For sprint quality, that is.
Yeah, sprint race is at 5 p.m, so I'm going to miss that and have to watch it on catch-up. Qualifying is at 10 or 9?
9 p.m.
And then
Saturday.
The race is at 9 p.m. Sunday.
Okay, so they're all really sociable hours, which is nice, apart from 9 o'clock on Sunday night, but I'll be watching that on my own at home.
Exactly. They're spoken like a true loner from
exactly.
G18.
True F1 now. Fan.
Our resident loner in the group. let's think about it, though. So, obviously, we've had a few little bits of information. I mean, it has been a very, very slow news couple of weeks. Jamie and I said pre-show, we were happy we didn't do an episode earlier on in the week.
Yes.
Because there has been next to nothing to talk about, apart from some new liveries. But we're not going to talk about those first. We're going to talk about George Russell? Yep, that's the right name. And Max Verstappen. Apparently, there could be a driver swap on the cards. Not mid-season or anything, but come the end of the year.
Yeah, and silly season is a little bit dead this year, which we kind of knew would be the case, because how mental last year was, really, with obviously Hamilton throwing a nuke into it early doors. But the main one seems to be this kind of conjecture, I will put it, gossip, to put it another way, around Max Verstappen. Because, yeah, obviously he's driving for Red Bull at the moment. Red Bull is a bit up and down, to say the least, in the first 5 races. They kind of flip-flop between sometimes second fastest, sometimes fifth, So,
sometimes fastest.
Well, have they been fastest?
It's just
only with him at the wheel. That was the difference maker there. But regardless, he has a clause in his contract, which runs until 2028 usually. But I think it probably kicks in every year, but it actually matters this year.
That
if he is not in the top two in the Drivers' Championship come the summer break, then he has an exit strategy. And to be honest, he could be in the top two, but the way the season started, if Norris picks his act up, then he won't be in the top two.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird one, hasn't it? Because, of course, like you said, he chalked up that victory, obviously, in Japan earlier on, and that kind of helped him out. But it's also felt like, obviously, I guess Bahrain was probably easily his weakest race so far, wasn't it? Just could not get to grips with that car that weekend. That's what Max Verstappen actually looks like when he's got the fifth fastest car, for all of you I see on Twitter. But you kind of think, obviously, Oscar ended up having a disaster in Australia. He recovered to ninth
am I
right in saying?
Yeah.
Ninth place in the end. Obviously, Lando's had a couple of disappointing races as well. So it's kind of almost like Max has had not even the lowest low of the three so far, and he's already down to third. And I'm not sitting here going, he should be in the top two, because he shouldn't. Lando and Oscar should be ahead of him.
To be honest,
pretty much throughout the entirety of the season.
Max chilling with George in fourth, if you ask me.
But he's not far ahead of George, though, is he? Mercedes struggled a bit more in Jeddah. Yeah, Mercedes struggled a bit more in Jeddah.
Yeah, he's closer to the top of the championship than he is to George Russell, which is quite telling.
Yeah, but only by 2 points,
yes.
Which I think, again, is both he and George. The fact that they're both a race wins margin at least ahead of anybody else so far goes to show just how well both of them have been doing
and
maximising results.
Fair.
Exactly. They both have 3 podiums so far this year in 5 races, which is pretty wild as well. It's kind of that thing of, he's only 2 points behind Lando. That could easily just be a couple of races that shift around. I mean, we've heard about it before, haven't we? There's always been rumours. I think the big one we remember was Sebastian Vettel in 2014 of could we end up in a scenario where Lando Norris throws away... I guess he can't really, can he? But throws away a couple of points here and there to force Max into staying with Red Bull. That would be quite funny.
There's no chance he does that. That would be stupid. That's like purely out of F1 video games. That kind of strategy. There is no way that a competitive sportsman who's devoted his whole career to winning the F1 World Championship would start throwing points away to screw over a rival and just lose to a different rival. Because he's not good enough. I think if he was 200 points ahead of Piastri... Fair play. Maybe you race fix and lift off the gas a bit early.
Get Flavio Briatore in.
When he's not even going to beat Piastri as it stands, he can't be affording to play games with Verstappen to lock him into Red Bull.
No, exactly. And he wouldn't, he cannot
be
where Lando's focus is.
The other way around wouldn't surprise me more. Like, if Max was, I don't know, say we get to, what's the race before summer break? Hungary, is it?
Belgium.
Belgium, of course, that's stupid. say they're level on points, for instance, Norris and Verstappen for second in the championship.
Yeah,
and Max is defending from Lando with a few laps to go. I think Max would go a little bit easy to be like, well, if I lose out 3 points here, then I can leave Red Bull at the end of the season.
Yeah, it is wild, isn't it, when you think kind of... Because, I mean, let's be fair, people always said that. It was actually the fact Seb couldn't drive the hybrid cars very well and just never got used to them.
He was rubbish.
He didn't deliberately try to get that dream move to Ferrari. He was just awful when the V6s kicked in. Or, I say awful, there's nowhere near as he was
no,
in the VA
exactly.
era. But, I mean, for Verstappen, though, again, all the talks at the moment are a swap from Red Bull to Mercedes... And George Russell going the other way. Apparently, Russell has already been in talks with Red Bull. I cannot imagine a world where George Russell is in a Red Bull. It seems so weird to kind of
think
about.
It does seem super weird, yeah. Because I like Russell, I do, and I think he's a very good driver. But Red Bull don't hire their superstar driver from outside. They never really have. Like, since David Coulthard was the lead driver at that team, which is a long time ago. Like
at the start.
Yeah, the very beginning. So since then, they've basically just had Vettel, briefly Ricciardo, and then Verstappen. And that's kind
of... Which have all come up through their own ranks.
Yeah, so it just seems a bit wild to me that there's that would be a complete departure from their model. But to be honest, they've not got that lead driver in the wings at the moment. So if Verstappen does leave, they probably would have to hire from elsewhere.
Yeah, and this is the weird thing, isn't it, of course, of, you know, on the one hand, you say that, yeah, they've never really done it like this. But on the other hand, what Red Bull's always done is not working at the moment. You know, they have...
Yeah.
Verstappen is still, you know, as we've both said before, and now everybody knows, Verstappen is still covering over the great weaknesses in those cars at the moment. Red Bull have fallen off over the last couple of years. Like, how on earth you go from winning basically every race in 2023 to, you know, it's completely your driver that saves you last year to you haven't really got a hope in hell. And, you know, with all the Lawson and Sonoda swapping and things like that, that apparently, you know, Max hasn't been very happy with either, you know, where do you kind of draw the line and start focusing again and reworking the way that your, you know, your model works for a long time, but it cannot work forever.
No, it can't. But yeah, I think the problem really is that the car more than the driver strategy at the moment, because they really have not got a car capable to win a world championship. As it, like, maybe Max does win, you know, we get to Spain, the McLaren's nerfed, maybe Max is then on top, but right now, if it carries on the way it is, he will not win that championship in that car. And for a team like Red Bull, who's won 4 in a row, and, you know, what is it, 8 of the last 16, they've won 50% of championships since 2010. Like,
yeah, yeah,
they really should be doing better than this. But then, I mean, you say the same with Mercedes, really, don't you? But McLaren, it is their time at the moment. And yeah, that's the way it is.
I mean, let's be fair with Max as well. It is still, like, you know, we spoke about before, it feels like we're kind of in that era at the moment of we'll look back and go, this was the downfall of Red Bull. It was the losing Adrian Newey. It was all the controversy around Horner that apparently still can't be talked about, and everything else going on. Of we'll look back and go, those things, well, I say Newey leaving didn't seem insignificant at the time. The fact that he got a driver transfer graphic that only is ever reserved for the drivers beforehand was wild. But, you know, he's kind of that whole, you know, we could genuinely be watching the downfall of Red Bull right in front of us that we kind of all talk about and about. But, you know, it could well be that we get into next year, especially with the new power units and everything like that, of, you know, and if Max goes, whether that's to Mercedes, you know, the other real possibility still is Aston Martin, depending on how Alonso feels. You know, as I've said before, I genuinely, and I know you disagree with this, I could genuinely see him taking a sabbatical if Alonso's got a contract for next year that would guarantee him the Aston Martin even for 2027. You know, he might well spend a year at home with his new kid and then know that he's got a seat at the table for 27. Because, you know, a lot of drivers, you know, a lot of drivers, you can't come out and come back in. Max is one of the few that can, a bit like Alain Prost in 93.
Yeah, I totally think he could. I just don't see it because, you know, if the worst comes to the worst, he's driving a midfield Red Bull for a year and still nabbing
podiums. But he doesn't
want to
do
stuff.
That.
I know he doesn't want to do that.
Why would he want to do that when he's got a kid at home?
Would he rather not race at all or race in the midfield?
I think he'd rather not race at all.
I think Max, even when he's at home, he's still racing on Sims. It's like he just
exactly.
doesn't
so he'd spend
stop
his time
racing.
Doing that.
But F1's the thing best, is, isn't it? He knows that.
Yeah, but I think the thing is as well for someone like Max is, you know, he does like to talk up a big game about, you know, he's proven everything he wants to. He doesn't want to be here forever and everything like that. I understand that, but it's also very much if I'm not in a winning machine, I don't want to be here. Which, you know,
yeah,
the top drivers can afford to be like that. No Lando Norris, you're not included in that group, because I'm sure he thinks he is. But, you know, I can genuinely see if Red Bull kind of fall apart this year, continue to fall apart, because the thing is for Max as well, like, he could very easily take that sabbatical next year, and if Aston Martin aren't there, you rip up that contract before it's even in place. And you kind of go, you know, you weigh up your other options. Because let's be fair, once kind of the pecking order is established somewhat in 2026, you know, if you're in Max Verstappen's shoes, you're able to talk to anybody, aren't you? You're able to put yourself in a situation where you're in one of the best cars.
Yeah.
It might well be that you take a year out to give yourself 5 years of more competitive machinery. And I think that's a sacrifice that he would take.
Yeah, I guess... Yeah, to be fair, if 2026 comes around, maybe other than Ferrari, he could probably work himself into any team. But maybe even Ferrari,
McLaren,
to be honest.
He would be opposed to. I can't. Ferrari couldn't. The contract.
But then Lewis's contract only have a year left at that point. If you're talking about
the buyout on that would be the whole point for Ferrari getting Lewis in is that's a project after Formula One as well.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah, so maybe,
I think apart from Ferrari and maybe McLaren, you're going to struggle. You're not going to struggle to get talks with basically.
So I guess the issue is, say he takes a sabbatical in 26, and then 26 order is established, and it happens to be McLaren, Ferrari, big gap, everyone else. Then he's just in the same boat, and he's wasted a year. So
can we see that happening, though? Can you see McLaren coming straight back in with the new regs?
Supposedly,
obviously,
the Ferrari
because there'll
still
be engine. Mercedes power units.
The Ferrari power unit is not doing great by the sounds, and neither is the Ford, and neither is the Audi.
Apparently, Mercedes have got the engine right now.
Yes.
But they will make sure that that engine suits their car more than anybody else.
They will. Could it be Alpine's time? Pierre Gasly world champion.
Well, with the Mercedes power unit.
With the Mercedes power unit.
I mean, to be fair, people have already spoke about that. Exactly. The chassis on that car at the moment is not bad going.
Like, and there would be what? There would be four Mercedes teams?
Because Aston Martin.
James Vowles Williams and Adrian Newey's Aston Martin over Flavio Briatore's Alpine, to be honest.
There is an element there, yes.
Yeah. Could it be Alex Albon getting race wins in 26 in the Williams? We'll see. I hope it's not just a Mercedes whitewash because I don't want to see George Russell lifting a championship. But I'd rather see that than Lando Norris. So,
I was going to say, do you mind George winning the title so much?
I don't dislike it, but it would be a shame if he just dominates.
Have you seen his comments that came up with a couple of days ago? If he joined Mercedes a couple of years ago, he would have had two world championships. Where does he honestly think that would have come from?
Yeah, and this is talking about like 20-year-old George Russell who lost to Robert Kubica would have beaten.
Hamilton. That comes with a huge asterisk, doesn't it? Let's be fair.
It does, but he didn't comfortably pocket Kubica, did he?
He did. I think their qualifying average over the course of that year was 0.8 seconds.
Oh, fair. Okay.
He was comfortably better than Kubica all year.
Prime Lewis winning 7 titles.
Exactly. And let's be fair as well. Like, you might be looking at there going, Lewis, didn't do that great in 19 or 20. They're going, he didn't have to. And 2020 he still did phenomenally. Like 2019, he just, it was kind of that, I got to win this title to make sure I win the 7th next year, wasn't it?
Yeah, keep on keeping them at arm's length, basically. And keep on saying our car's terrible. That was annoying.
He does what Lando does right now, isn't it?
Exactly. I've got one more thing to add on this George and Max swap. Because we were saying, would, in terms of the other way around, would Russell go to Red Bull if they were there for the taking? I don't know if he'd be Red Bull's first choice, unless it was forced on them. When you have got the likes of Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz, could Carlos come out of nowhere? Because they already have said, basically, they regret not signing him for this year. Could they just snap him up out of Williams?
But then you think,
where does George go?
Yeah, exactly. I can't, because George can't go back to Williams, surely.
No chance. But I guess the thing, I mean, you could put Antonelli back there. Russell Verstappen.
No, you're not going to get rid of Antonelli. You're not going to drop Lewis to get Antonelli in to then
there's
get
no
rid of
chance.
Antonelli.
Yeah,
the
there's
thing
no
is,
chance that Max and George would share a team anyway.
No, exactly. And this is why I think that George has been very strategic with having that fallout last year and things like that with him as well.
I watched that back, his little interview. It seems so like AI speaking out of his mouth. It's so funny.
I still think he had a fair point, and I think he timed it very, very well to
he
get
did,
the conversation
but it's a bit,
out there.
It's very memeable now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think the thing is, though, you say about getting George in and getting Sainz in. Obviously, when they were looking to get Sainz in, Russell wasn't an option.
Mm.
And I think they're probably a similar calibre of driver,
yeah,
but
I
would say Russell is better.
And Russell was slightly younger, too, and he's...
Exactly. He's got a bit more longevity.
Russell's 27, my word. We're getting so
old. Yeah, no, he's not that young in the grand scheme of things.
But Sainz is 30 now, isn't he? He's into his 30s.
I guess, honestly, it could depend on where Red Bull want to do some marketing. Like, that could genuinely be the factor that comes in, whether they want to sell more Red Bull in Spain or whether they want to sell more Red Bull here.
Speaking of marketing, side note, Mexico got extended. Did you see that?
I cannot believe that. Perez is confirmed for next year.
Perez
like, surely that's what it is.
Must be.
There's no way. I cannot see a reason they would have signed it otherwise.
Esteban Gutierrez.
What is he doing with his life now, actually?
Who knows? I said a bus with him once.
Did you?
Am I going to be really...
Apparently he's a businessman.
Am I going to be cancelled for saying Colton Herter, or is he American?
He's American.
Ah, never mind. Good.
You're thinking of...
Pato O'Ward. He's Mexican.
Pato O'Ward, yeah.
But he won't ever make it.
That would be great if he was.
Yes. Perez to Cadillac, because Mexico's here to stay until 2028. And Mexico, if you... You know, there's kind of this debate about, you know, there's too many tracks, which one would you get rid of? There's always a debate, and then you get to Mexico, and there's no debate. It should be gone.
Mexico and Imola, I'm staggered have been it. Because I always thought as well, like, with Checo gone, unless they know he's coming back, I thought that's just a really easy one for them to get rid of, to get somewhere else in that they want.
Exactly. I think Imola probably is going, isn't it? I saw...
Imola will be gone, I'm sure. I can't see them renewing it. Unless it delivers an absolute banger this year.
Which it just
can't.
Unless you get wet weather. Well, not too
wet.
But
even then, the race was terrible a couple of years ago. Like, the 2023 race was... Sorry, 2022 race was so dull.
2021 anyway. Was wet too, wasn't it? And that was a good race.
Yeah, I suppose. That was decent, wasn't it? I mean, it was
especially
great that Imola came back.
Gravel.
Well, yeah, and then Bottas and George. Well, it was George taking out Bottas, but still. But, like, Imola was great to come back, but was... Like, the fact that we had Imola for 6 years and Turkey got
mad.
Two is so painful.
Imola should be
like,
in the category of Portimao and Turkey.
No, because Portimao and Turkey should be on the calendar, I think. Especially Turkey.
They just don't draw the crowds, and F1's a lot about how much you can sell these days, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess Portugal just doesn't really have much...
There's nothing around
pull,
it.
...does it? Well, the problem is, for obviously, the Iberia coast as well, is it's just motorbikes.
Yeah.
I think there's something ridiculous, like 4 Spanish and 2 Portuguese Grand Prix in MotoGP in a 22-race season.
They love their bikes.
There's 6 races. They really do. But it just doesn't work the same for F1. Like, Barcelona will be gone, but that's already being replaced by the Madrid
Grand Prix,
whatever
happen.
It's called. It's already being built. How can you say it's not going to happen?
Hanoi was built.
Yeah, but that was... I suppose Spain is not exactly known for its inability to be corrupt
not
as
anymore.
Well.
No.
But... Yeah, I mean, it could, couldn't it? But then you kind of think, where... Because you can't get rid of Belgium and keep Mexico.
Did you know that Las Vegas technically doesn't have a contract for 2026 yet?
Yeah, it's got the option, doesn't it, to renew for 10 years. But
yeah, I just had a look at the calendar for 26, and Imola and Vegas are the two that aren't on there yet.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I mean, I'd much rather get rid of Miami than Vegas, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I do quite like Vegas.
Yeah, Miami is pretty terrible. This says about how much we like the Miami Grand Prix when our preview show is mentioning it at the start and then talking about everything else.
Complaining about it a lot.
And
what they should
do,
just put it at night. A night race would be pretty good.
Yeah, but that would be like 3 in the morning for us.
It would be, but I'd, you know.
Let's be fair, Jamie. The one thing that could save the Miami Grand Prix, which is always the special liveries. We've got 3 this year so far. And as always, Ferrari's is terrible. Sauber's is ugly. And V-Carb's is fantastic, because V-Carb, they do a good tribute livery.
They really do. And the thing is with liveries is, if you're going to go for it, you've got to go for it. Just fully send it. That's exactly what V-Carb have done. It's bright pink, and it's banging. It's class. I love it. I do feel a bit for Ferrari, because marketing... They can't just be blue out of nowhere.
They can for a weekend, though, I'm sure. Just do it properly. This is the thing I never understand, especially with HP now sponsoring them. Even if you did it more like the HP dark blue than the light blue for one weekend, you've got to be there going, if you're another sponsor, and say, for example, you throw millions of dollars at Ferrari each year, for 1 second, understand and appreciate, first of all, you get much better returns if you sponsor the podcast. Second of all... like, the tribute livery, like, look at the sponsors on the Golf livery and the McLaren in 2021. Like, that is still talked about and remembered. You get much bigger impact by... let's be fair, Miami's a terrible race anyway. Don't worry about it. No one's going to remember the race weekend. But people might remember your livery being on a sick blue Ferrari. Just bear that in mind. It will be worth it.
Yeah. If they smash the livery out of the park, then the stock price will probably go up, if anything. Whereas this might just...
I'm not quite sure that's how business works, Jamie, but at least it'll be remembered.
Well, Yeah, it's awful. It's blocky. It doesn't suit the Ferrari at all. You've basically gone on Motorsport Manager and painted the airbox cover blue.
Yep, exactly. Which works great if you've done the Duracell battery, but nothing else. So Ferrari's is pretty terrible. V-Carbs is banging. Sauber's, I mean, just why is this team still on the grid right now?
Sauber just looks Audi. The same as it did before, basically.
It just looks like Shrek's had a happy accident on it. It's what it actually looks like. Am I wrong?
That's an image I didn't need to have in my head.
Am I wrong, though?
That's the important thing. It looks really bad. But the good news is we won't see the car anyway because it's as technical.
It's going to be a second off anybody else.
We might see Bortoleto getting lapped, but that'll be...
And Hülkenberg.
Nah, Hülkenberg 16th, mate.
Jamie, I've just been having a look at the point standings. Can we appreciate, just quickly, that there is a three-way tie for 11th, a three-way tie for 14th, and a four-way tie for 17th in the World Championship?
Great season, isn't it? Just turn
like,
the
fact that
down.
Albon and Ocon and Stroll are the three that have got the margin over everybody else is insane.
And the fact that Hulk is still 12th in that car.
Yeah, he might stay there for most of the year. Well, I mean, Behrman will get him, Hadjar will get him, Sainz will get him. Sonoda should get it. I always forget Sonoda's still in 16th. I genuinely could see him beating out Alonso this year, which is insane.
There's no way. Alonso will pick it up at some point.
Yeah, but the Aston Martin's terrible.
Yeah, but it's better than the Sauber, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stroll's already
much
got
better.
10 points.
Yeah, I know, but he probably won't score again this year. This is where Stroll stopped scoring in the campaign.
Well, it's already started, hasn't it? Yeah, the Sauber's rubbish. And anything else?
Quiz,
let's do it. This, I don't know how long this might take because it depends on entirely on your knowledge of niche F1.
Oh no, not great then.
So obviously Miami Grand Prix in 2024 was the first race win for Lando Norris.
Yeah.
And the last race win for Lando Norris that I was happy about. The both McLaren drivers celebrated their first wins in 2024. And they are both now on five race wins total.
Yeah.
Which is mad that Piastri's already equaled Norris and will probably get ahead of him.
To be fair, Lando only had a one head start, but yeah.
Well, he should have had a plenty more head start, shouldn't he?
He should have, exactly.
There are a bunch of drivers on the F1 wins record between five race wins down to two. Because I've taken out the ones, because that's right.
Oh, yeah, there's Indian things like that as well.
Yes. So, I'm going to give you a time limit. Think about it. You've got about... there's 30 drivers. Maybe 31.
30?
Maybe I'll get rid of the twos as well to make it easier.
No.
Any driver with between five race wins and
five wins. Deary me.
And there are 21.
So, Lando.
Correct.
Obviously, Oscar.
There you go. Good start.
Carlos Sainz, I believe.
Hang on, let me keep up. My word.
I'm only on three.
I'm already losing it at three. Carlos Sainz is in there.
I'm going to say George Russell.
Yes, he is. Yes.
I'm going to say Sergio Perez might have more. Or is he on five? Trying to think. Perez won two races in 23. He won a few in 22. No, he only won a... I'm going to say Perez has got five wins, I think. No, it might be six, actually. No, it's six. Yeah, I think it's six.
I think it's seven. But anyway, you've not answered it, so that's fine. You've got three strikes, by the way.
Three strikes? Well, yeah. I was going to see Nico Hülkenberg, but I don't think that one's right. This is really difficult because you've got to just think.
There are actually four world champions in here, which might be.
Yeah, I was going to say there's got to be a few early world champions as well. I was going to say potentially Keke Rosberg.
Yes, he's in there.
Jochen Mass? Or did he win more?
Ooh, he wasn't a world champion.
No, Jochen Rindt, sorry.
Neither of them.
Wait, Jochen Mass was, wasn't he?
No, Mass
was. He was only posthumous.
Jochen Rindt was,
that?
Possibly.
No, that was Rindt, sorry, wasn't it? Sorry, yeah, I always get
well,
two Jochens.
Neither of them are there, so there's one strike.
Ah, oh, damn it. World champions, I'm trying to think. Because the problem is as well, you can remember a lot of drivers that won one race, and you can remember a lot of drivers that won quite a few races. But remembering
the
ones that only won a few...
You've got all the current grid ones.
Oh, have I? That's right, then. At least I know that.
There's a weird number of them race for Jordan. There's a little clue.
Yeah, that's what I was... You kind of got to think of those weird... Like, Hometown Frentzen.
Yes.
Yeah. Giancarlo Fisichella.
Yes.
Your favourite for some
reason. My favourite, exactly.
Juan Pablo Montoya? Or did he win more?
Oh, I don't think he's in there. Oh, no. No, he's not. There's another strike. God
damn it. I think Ralf Schumacher won too many as well. Cause I think he chalked up like 6 or 7 wins in the end. Oh, man, this is so difficult. So many, like, just random names.
Yeah, and the annoying thing is it'll be names you've heard of as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because you can't include the ones that have had just, like, one-off victories that you remember because they were one-off victories.
Like the Maldonado.
Exactly. I was thinking, like, Maldonado, Ocon.
Gasly.
And a couple of others. Gasly as well. Man, this is so... I'm trying to think, like, 2000...
It's a horrible quiz
like,
category.
Like, late 2000... This is a horrible quiz category. Like, the late 2000...
The next most recent one is in the 90s.
Oh, Lord.
And there's a bunch in the 90s.
I'm sure there is. Gerhard Berger?
Surely he won more.
I don't think he won that many.
No, he did win more. He's not in there. That's it.
Ah, damn it.
Unlucky. I don't know
that
how many
was terrible.
Yeah, well,
I think I got like 5.
It was very difficult. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's not bad.
Ah, okay.
Okay. The ones that you missed that you maybe could have got. Johnny Herbert was in there.
Ah, of course, yeah. Stewart.
Pironi. Phil Hill.
Wouldn't have got that, I think.
He was a champion.
I don't think I would have got that, yeah.
Mike Hawthorn, one of the champions. And then one surprised me, Giuseppe Farina, the first world champion.
Yeah, but he didn't race much after that, did he?
No, he did 5 years. And there were like 2 races a season back then.
Yeah.
Regazzoni, Alboreto, Bruce McLaren, Eddie Irvine.
I know, because Farina didn't even die in...
No, he didn't.
...the sport, did he? Yeah.
But yes, that was incredibly difficult, I do admit. But you got 7.
Honestly, I feel disappointed with that, but I probably shouldn't be as disappointed as I am.
Let us know in the comments if you thought of any that Matt didn't get.
Yeah, tell us down below whether you did better than me. I'm sure.
Tell us down below how stupid that category was as well.
It's so easy to know like one win wonders and then people that won lots of races.
That's why I went
trying to remember drivers that have won a couple is so bad, so bad. Predictions, Jamie. I think that's the last thing we've got to do, isn't it?
I believe it is. You
are
beating me.
Am I?
No, you're not. I'm beating you.
I was going to say, no, I'm not.
I'm so used. I'm just conditioned at this point from last season to say that you're beating me. It's 16-11 in my favour.
Okay. So, 5-point margin. But it's a sprint weekend, so there's 10 points available. I want to be really stupid and say Lando's going to bounce back this weekend. But I'm not sure he will, because he got lucky to win the Miami race last year. I'm going to say, could they make a step forward? I can't see Ferrari making a step forward.
Lewis won the last
race. I'm going to say, yeah, I know he did. I can't see him winning another. you know what? Miami's a really odd circuit. It's meant to rain Sunday. We didn't mention that.
Yeah, I looked at the weather.
There could be thunderstorms Sunday, which could be insane.
And Florida thunderstorms are no joke.
Exactly. I'm going to be really sure. It's still early in the year. I can afford to throw away some points. George Russell.
Oh, my word.
Sorry, George Russell for sprint win. Oscar Piastri for pole. Oscar Piastri win, because I think it'd be hilarious that he has more wins than Lando. I'm going to say Lando Norris P2. George Russell P3.
Wow. Russell's back.
Yeah.
I never really went anywhere, did he? Yeah. I am going to say... It's actually quite hard, because just predicting a sprint winner out of nowhere with nothing to go off is a bit mad.
Well, the problem was as well with the sprint, of course, is that qualifying last time around was just a real test of pure skill, hence why Max and Lewis were on the front row. Like Lando, although with Oscars getting better, neither of them are kind of prime qualifiers in Top Machinery. Like not one yet. Shot.
And also setting up your car with one practice session is notoriously difficult.
Exactly.
With that in mind, I will go... Lando Norris does win the sprint.
Okay.
I would go Oscar Piastri on pole position.
Out of interest, how many sprints has Lando won?
Has he won any?
I'm trying to think whether he's actually ever won a sprint.
Max was on a run of like 8 in a row at one point. And then
did he win
Lewis
one the back end of last year when we had loads in a row?
He could have... No, because Max just kept on winning them all, didn't he? Even in the races he shouldn't have won. Was Brazil not a sprint? I think Norris might have won that.
Did he? You're probably right. I don't know.
What am I on? Oh, sorry. Norris, sprint winner. Piastri, pole position.
So same as me?
No. Well, pole position the same, yeah. Max Verstappen to win the race.
Oh, okay.
Piastri and Norris. How about
Okay. Interesting.
Verstappen's going to split them and then jump on the start. And he won't be able
to overtake. You're trying to hedge your bets a little bit. So a bit like he did with... Oscar jumped in at the start, didn't he, last week? And then Max just couldn't do anything about it. Interesting. So I've gone Russell for sprint. Piastri pole, Piastri win, Norris Russell. Jamie's gone Norris for sprint. Piastri pole, Verstappen win. Piastri Norris as well. Have we got anything else to add, Jamie?
Brazil was a sprint race last year.
Did Lando Norris win it?
That's a good question.
Surely you're just better off typing in sprint wins.
Brazil sprint winner. Right, I need to do this research. Yes, he
did. Is Lando Norris...
There you go.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. It's been a bit of a rambly one, we must admit, but, you know, you had a great segue at the start, so hopefully that made up for it. if you're new, please do make sure you get yourself subscribed. What are we up to? We're up to 800 and it's not going to load, 897 subscribers. So please consider doing so. Help us get to 1K and stop YouTube stealing all our AdSense. But yeah, Jamie and I will be back though early next week to review what ends up being the race that saved the Miami Grand Prix. Probably not, but we'll wait and see.